Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
I don't know how he hasn't put it together. I mean, he got faster. She's the goddess of air. Like, there's not a god of speed.
Oh. So, yeah, also that.
Like, you know, that was sort of... Fleet of foot was what he rolled, but...
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's spoiling anything for you, but you definitely figured it out.
Well, no, I mean, like, after, like, all of the purple... All of the purple. It was like what got me.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of purple in that country. It was purple on the map to begin with.
Yeah. 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 Well, just that the reappearance of that color and like poignant moments regarding him and his character. I was like, oh, and then with like, yeah, I mean, no coincidences.
Yeah. I was talking with Ed Robinson today. That was interesting. Shit. Yeah.
Just you're his favorite. It's okay.
We're friends. We're, you know, he was asking me about the campaign and the latest episode. I don't remember how it started, but we got on to like he likes it. He was asking us about it was the Shadow King mini, the mini I used for the Shadow King, which was from a Pathfinder box set that I got. He's like, I just used go for it.
I'm just curious about, was this via Discord or text or how you guys
text?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Great. So he texted you about this mini.
Yeah. And he was like, hey, I use that same mini in my campaign. It's a really cool mini. And I was like, I know. It was actually like one of the impetus for that whole arc of the Shadow King was because I had that mini and I was like, that's really fucking cool.
You wanted to use a mini. I love it, dude.
Yeah. You know, that's what I do. But
yeah.
So we start about that. This has got to be a spam call. Leave me a voicemail. Jesus Christ. I'm turning my phone off. That was going on. And then we started talking about, he's like, oh, is it, it, I don't know. The system seems a little clunky. Like you got to roll initiative twice. And I was like, no, you don't actually have to. That's how I was running it, but that is not correct. Which was kind of funny. So we talked about that.
Nice.
And then he was asking about the channel, like, oh, have you guys seen like a big uptick? Like he mentioned the comments and all that stuff. You know, like, oh, you guys are getting a lot of comments and stuff. And I was like, we just have like three or four people who really like to talk about rules. And I think the four of us have been doing a good job of chiming in as well, which we definitely didn't do.
There were
for a while.
Well,
you have always done a good job. Let me just.
Well, I have manned the feed. That has like been one of the few things that I, my few contributions to our fledgling channel is manning that feed. But I appreciate like, and I feel bad that again, like I'm not the most responsive. Like that shit does not go to my devices. And so like once a day I will check all that stuff. And I know people want immediate responses. But we've gone through phases where we have been good as individuals responding to things, but I don't think we've strung together anything consistent. Cool. Okay.
What do you need?
I'm going to have to get ready to go here.
Okay. I'll get him set up with some.
Or he may want to play on the.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Debbie's got to go teach a class. So we're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have to.
That's cool.
I got to get Ryan set up here.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. You can go ahead and do that. I will do my best to carry this weight. I'll do the intro since we haven't done that and we've been recording for a hot second. And yeah, man, you can go be a dad and I'll do my best to one man show this without Jeff or you.
I'll be right back.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, cool. Well, welcome to Ignorant Uninformed, which this week is just Max's podcast. So you guys are stuck with me. We might be America's favorite podcast, and that's cool. Or we might not. We did get a super cool letter, an email from this dude, Jeff, who we will talk about once we have all the hosts back. We're in the midst of spring break up in Summit County, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous March day. Lots of snow melting, but, you know, spring break up here in the tourist towns, definitely a busy time for our space Jesus, Jeff Watson. And so we were not able to put a time together where the three of us could get to recording. And so Ben and I decided to carry that weight. And so this is us, man. This is Ignorant and Uninformed. Welcome to the podcast. We were talking about Peak D&D, Ben and I's other creative project, our YouTube channel, which has been growing, and that's been nice and something else fun to work on. And now Ben had to step away to go be a dad. So you guys are stuck with me and my pontifications. So lucky us, I guess. And it's been a strange but good time. I was fortunate enough to go spend a few days in Washington, D.C. with dear, dear friends, one of the saints of the show, St. Dr. Zooks, or I think it's St. Zooks MD, I believe. And it's cool. She actually, the room I was staying in is her like kind of home office when there's not a person staying in it. And there is a shelf above, they have a Murphy's bed, which is awesome, but there's a shelf. And on that shelf is where she put her certificate of sainthood. So that was super cool and delightful and always nice to go spend time with good old friends. It's so funny the way how self-conscious we all are. And I know from hosting, like so often when people will come visit me, I always get a little in my head about like, oh, is this, you know, are we doing enough things? Do we have enough scheduled? Like, what do people want to do? And the truth is, like, typically for the people who come see me and the people that I will go see, so much of it is just about spending time with each other. And so Jonah Rachel, wonderful host, Jilly as well. I was granted temporary PAC status by the end of it, which I predicted. But it was just great. Like they kept like, do you have anything planned? Is there anything you want to do in the city? And to be fair, they've lived in DC for a long, long time. And so I can remember previous trips where, there was a great time. 15 years ago, maybe more at this point, where like I showed up to town and one of their buddies there had just made a plate of brownies. And so it was awesome. Like I literally spent every day, I'd take a brownie with me with like my backpack and my water. And I would just like walk down to the mall and just hit like different museums in DC. And it was like one of the best trips that I have taken. And so ever since that trip, I haven't necessarily felt the need to go back and see those museums. I'm sure there's new exhibits in like the Science Museum and things have come a long way, but it's great because now when I travel to see my friends, like really like, no, I just want to hang out with you guys. I just want to go eat food and laugh and talk. And literally that is all we did. There was one shitty, gray, rainy, cold day. And like, man, after 2 decades of living out in the mountains where it is dry, I have all but lost the humidity armor that I was born with in northeastern Ohio. And so, man, those cold, gray, wet days just cut through my bones. And we spent a Saturday watching college basketball and Oscar movies and shorts, and it was awesome, like snuggled up under a blanket like pretty much for the entirety of the day. And it wasn't until in the evening when I took a hot shower that I like finally warmed up. But all of that to say, the trip was delightful, and it was so great to spend time with friends and, man, old friends. Like, dude, just like, I've known Jonah since, Jesus, I think like the summer between eighth grade and high school. And I mean, I've known Rachel since 2000, and it's just wild to have people in your life like that for so long. And just the breadth of history and information and inside jokes that you can draw on is great. And so super nourishing, and timed the trip perfectly. Travel was breezy. Like, you gotta love showing up to the baggage carousel, like right as your bag is like stepping by. And so like, that's how it worked in Denver. And I timed the trip expertly, not that I had anything to do with it, because we got a huge storm more in the front range really than up here, on like starting on Wednesday night, moving through Friday. And man, I got in like Tuesday night and hit the ground running. And so made for a super chill weekend, which was great, and proud of myself for taking that downtime that I need. And then just been like getting back into the swing. And so we needed a couple podcasts. And so here we are. And as much as I was really hoping that Ben would step back into the picture by the time I finished my stories.
Hey, look, there he is. Oh, I'm so sorry. We're getting a movie going in the other room, and it's that'll be okay. But we had this timing with them returning from the store trip did not work in my favor. And so I'm dadding it up.
Yeah.
But you're doing an awesome job.
Have you actually been like hearing been all of this? And oh, I'm sorry. I should stop talking shit then. Yeah. And so that is the story. Are you good, man? Do you need to go out there? You can throw yourself on mute. I got more material. I got a good 10.
I got a solid 5, man. This is great. No, I appreciate you holding it down there. It was again, the timing was not on my side, but we're getting Ryan set up and he'll be okay with the movie. I may open the door here so I can just hear him, but I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Shouldn't get too involved here with the background noise. But so yeah, you were visiting Dr. Zooks. I was hearing about that trip, and
just talking about DC and the joy of old friends and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you were saying that you don't, the cold of the East Coast cold is what you weren't expecting. Is that what it was?
Well, or it was more just
like it's pretty cold here in Colorado,
but it's a different cold, man, up here. You know that, like that dry cold, like you can dress for, like I have all of the layers, right? And I can dress for the cold that we experience up here, but that humidity cold, just like it, like to the bone, like it chills me from the inside out. And like, dude, I had all of my layers on. I was snuggled under like 3 blankets on a couch, like, and I still was like fighting the chill. And so it's just funny, man, because like, I don't remember it being like that when I was a kid. I feel like I was more acclimatized to humidity in the air back then. Mm-hmm. So it just makes me laugh. And then it's great because then people get to make fun of me. Like, oh, look at the guy from the mountains. He's so cold. And it's, you know, like 50 and they're used to it. It's
different.
Yeah.
It is different. I when I was frequenting New York, and we would go like in January or February, and man, that is bitter cold when the wind is just whipping off of the, you know, the ocean side and like just brutal. And it's like, and it just cuts through you. And I didn't really remember that, having lived in New York, spent 2 winters there.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, yeah, this is good. I'm good.
No, it's, when I booked that trip, it was back in, I don't know, the fall. Right. And so in my head, I was like, oh, I'll go and it'll be like nice and warm. And it was like 70 the day I left, but it was definitely some chilly days before, you know, like one day of like 50 mile an hour winds and stuff. And but it was good.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you can hear, the dog is barking in the other room now. So
I can't. And I can't. How big is Maddie at this point? It's been like two or 3 weeks. I'm due.
Yeah, no, she weighs about. Oh, that was one thing I was going to bring up on the podcast was like, man, I don't know. I don't know if you want to. Like, bedtime is turning into a nightmare. Like, it's a 2 hour ordeal at least.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you coming over for dinner and like hanging out, which we love. I love having you over. Of course I do. I think all of our listeners would know that. But then like, you got to wait for us to do bed. So it's either like, we're going to have to start switching off bedtimes. But then like, if we're all trying to play a game together, we're not really going to be able to play a game together until we get Ryan. We're working on it. We're trying to get Ryan situated where bedtime doesn't take, you know, bath should be 15 minutes. No, I have not fed her yet. And, you know, like 15 minutes and then 30 minutes for stories and get him to sleep. Like, mm-hmm. It should not be as long as it is. But we're working on it. We're trying to figure it out. But he just gets so wound up right at bedtime. And I'm like, to the point where I'm like looking at like, oh, melatonin for children. Can I just like.
I mean, I think. I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids and certainly not what pharmacological interventions maybe you should or should not make. But my understanding of melatonin is that like, it's good acute therapy, but not a chronic therapy. So,
yeah. And I've heard that as well. Like that it can make going to sleep without it next to impossible.
Like, yeah. It just like interferes with
chemical dependency and development.
The issue, natural. Yeah.
Young people, I imagine. Babies.
Yeah. No, so, it's tough, man. My heart goes out to you, and that I know it has been a struggle over these years at various times. And I know it got good there for a minute.
Yeah. It did. It was starting to get like, I mean, and I will say he generally sleeps through the night. Like once he's asleep, mm-hmm. which is good.
Like
we went through a rough patch when he was really little, like where we just weren't sleeping at all.
How much do you think? And so I apologize to all the parents out there who aren't going to like what I'm about to say, but like how much of his super, like how much of this do you think is his little supervillain brain, like being able to manipulate and like get what he wants? And I just call him a supervillain because like they're little ego monsters, right? Like it's not.
Yeah. They're solid ego.
Yeah. And like trying to like learn and get the needs met and all of that stuff.
That's a good question. We are proponents of sort of, I think what you would call gentle parenting. Like we don't really.
Oh, I've seen you take the belt off.
Well, yeah. Like I would say, I don't know that our parenting style falls strictly into one particular camp. I think it's more like doing it a little bit. Like we don't have a playbook, but you know, I think we tend towards the gentle parenting technique, which is where you know, to a certain point you try to understand the kid and acknowledge them, because I think both of us came from very different backgrounds, but I think the parenting methods that were used with us were, I think Debbie did not feel seen or heard as a middle child, a lot. And so I think that it's just a lot about acknowledgement, right? Acknowledging your feelings, acknowledging your presence, acknowledging the validity of your emotions, which they can't really control at this point in their life, right?
Like I would argue none of us can, but go on.
None of us can. It get, you know, tempered with age. But
yeah, I mean, like we learn different coping strategies and hopefully how to have our emotions, but they are largely outside of our control.
Right. But rather than learning to, you know, bottle up your emotions, which was that sort of was my experience.
Fear. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. So that, I think that's sort of where we fall in the camp of like emotional regulation for our kid. And that is a time consuming process to try to wait until your kid is in a mental state where they can actually, because when they're having, you know, big feelings and just problems and screaming and yelling and crying and upset, reason is not well, you can't do that because it's physically impossible.
That's what I was going to say. Like, yeah, you can't. So again, supervillains.
Reason with them. Yeah, that's supervillain terrorist tactics. This is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So there certainly is a feeling of like, I'm being held hostage by this tiny person. And this is crazy.
And like, and again, like your son, like no fault to his own, but like he is incapable, like probably incapable of reason. Like, and because I think it takes those, like the understanding of the past and the future and like, like I think there is physiological brain parts involved in the process of reasoning that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean,
don't exist yet.
So that's been a big part of it for him is, and I think that's part of the time consuming process, but it's also, I do what you were saying. I think it does go back to his, like, he knows he can get away with it. Like he, you know, there's a little bit of his, of like, I can get one more story. If I ask for another story, I'll get another story.
Well, you know? Yeah. That's, and then
sort of where we've started looking at like, okay, we need to be harder about, all right, we're going to do this, you know, we're going to do this at bath. This is bath time. It's time to get out of the bath. I don't care if you don't like it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But like, okay, get out of the bath, buddy. Time to get out of the bath.
No.
Can you do this part? Can you get out of the bath? Buddy's trying to, you got to get out of the bath now. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to count. Ready? 3, 2. Three.
Oh, dude, I love you and Debbie and one Ryan and Maddie dearly. And I have heard one more minute plenty of times.
One more minute.
He does. And
one more show, one more video.
I get it. And I also like it puts you in a difficult position, right? Because like the consequences of those hard lines are going to be tears and crying. And so like, it's going to be emotional distress. And if you are the coping, right? And if you are the one, and if you are what relieves emotional distress, then like, how does that work? And I don't have any answers for you.
I don't know. I don't know that I do either. That's what I've learned most about being a parent is you never have the answers.
Yeah. Or just like when you think you have the answers, it changes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The only constant is inconsistency.
Sure. Sure.
But it's been an interesting journey. So, but that's the only reason that is the reason you have not been back invited for Dinner Haven. It is nothing personal.
No, I mean, I would
looking out for you to be like, I don't want you to have to sit in my living room for 2 hours.
To the point of boundaries, like I made that clear to you that I wouldn't for too terribly long.
Understood.
Yeah. But at the same time, like I'm happy to come over for like dinner and just like hanging out and seeing you guys at some point. And then also I was like gone for a stretch of time. So it's not. How long has bedtime been a battle in this latest go round?
Well, last night was unprecedented. He's never been up that late. I think maybe on the airplane, like he didn't go to sleep until.
Sure.
But we were between time zones. We were coming from Eastern time.
Yeah.
Back to Mountain time. So it was like, it wasn't that late, but it was Eastern time. It was probably about that late. Like 10 p.m. I think was he finally went to bed at 10. And that was never seen that before, but it's been sort of turning into this, like, we can't keep doing this. This is like 2 hours. Like he didn't go. We started bath at 6 to try to get him to sleep by, you know, 7:30 and it's 8:30, you know, it's like, so it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Sometime between 8 and 8:30 is about when he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so do we time it on the back end to try to move it up earlier or do we try to do it later where
I mean,
condensed material if we know he's going to fall asleep? But is he only falling asleep at 8:30 because.
And if he was up until 10.
Yeah. So who knows what he did sleep. But again, he slept in. He gets out of bed and he comes to sleep with us for a little bit in the morning. He was up a little earlier because Debbie had to open today, so she was out pretty early, like 4:30, 4:45.
Damn.
Yeah. So he came in a little before 4:30, but then he slept till 7:15. Like, you know, he slept in the bed next to me, and it was like, okay. So that was fun. Like, I was actually up. I took the dog out, and you know, was getting the coffee together by the time he finally woke up. And I was like, okay, great.
Is Maddie sleeping in your guys' bed at this point, or is she?
No, she's not in the bed. She's in her room, but she sleeps on. She has a little dog bed.
Because I was just gonna, like, in my head, it was like you and Ryan and Maddie, like, in a big pile of snuggles in the bed.
Yeah, we're trying to keep this one off the beds because we made that mistake with 2 70-pound dogs.
Oh yeah, no, that space goes away quick.
Generation, yeah. And then we were like, we have a queen size bed. I don't know that our room would really take a king. I think it would be too tight. But I mean, our house is definitely like cabin style. It's nothing's huge, spacious about many of the bedrooms. But so that's sort of interesting to me. But like,
and how and what,
trying to keep her on the, she's staying on the floor right now. Yeah. But she's pretty much housebroken at this point. She's had a couple of accidents, but maybe every month or something we'll have something go wrong. But
she was like at 35-ish pounds like last time I was
probably over 40. I would think she's probably 45 pounds now.
Is she still super curly, or did that grow out?
Her head caught up a little bit.
Okay.
She looks a little more proportional, but yeah, she had this little pinhead and this big curly golden retriever hair.
But is just like the hair?
She's still pretty curly.
Okay. Yeah. Crazy.
It's like, it's kind of like, I don't know, my hair. It's like, it's curly and puffy. Like, it's just, it doesn't get longer. It just gets puffier.
So she's got, like, she's going to be like an Afro golden retriever.
I don't know. Awesome. Not like quite like a chow chow, but you know, I think she's going to be a curly golden retriever.
Okay.
Like, it's very cute. And she's a lovely dog. She's beautiful.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like, disposition has been nothing but kind. Like,
very what I would consider stereotypical golden retriever, like just loyal to a fault, like playful but chill. And you know, like,
what's funny is that, like, you know, so I don't remember when I was over there last, but it was like a couple days before I went to DC. And so you made a comment about, like, oh no, this is totally Debbie's dog. And when I was in DC, Rachel made a similar comment about their dog and Jonah, like, oh no, Jonah is definitely Jilly's favorite. And it's just funny to see how that, like, having never grown up with dogs, I, like, didn't appreciate the favoritism.
The dynamic of that situation is fluid at this point, but Debbie is the clear favorite.
And
Ryan is actually, like, the two of them together is actually really cute. Like, she lets him definitely, like, get away with a lot more than, you know, she gets that he's young, you know, that he's like a puppy too. And like, it's really cute to watch. Cause I was like, man, if he tried this with our other dogs, that probably wouldn't have gone well, you know, like Tut, now that he's like 3, you know, Tut, when he was a baby, like our pit bull was like a pit bull mix. Yes. But he was, you know, he barely tolerated anyone other than Debbie and I. And like, even when, you know, Ryan would like reach out and sort of when he was immobile at the time. So that was, I was always a concern. I was like, ooh, that might not work out well, but you know, he will just sort of lay on her sometimes. And she's very gentle about correcting him to be like, that hurts me. Like, don't, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice to see.
No, it's cool. Like, and even just seeing like those two, the dynamic evolve, because it has changed in the times that I've been over to see, where like there was times like Ryan wanted no part of the puppy, and then it was like, they've figured out a way. So
he's getting a little more assertive with it, like in the way that he'll tell her, like, no, Maddie, like, you know, back.
Yeah.
Then she like, and she kind of listens to him, which is cute. Usually it takes a little bit of encouragement from us to be like, okay, move over there.
Sure.
But then he's a 3-year-old, so he's kind of rough with her sometimes, like, not like painful, but he likes to crawl on her, you know, and she's like laying down and he comes up and gives her a big tight squeeze. And
yeah,
It's like she probably doesn't like that, buddy.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. She'll like sort of not nip at him, but like, you know, mouth him a little bit to like move your hand. Like, cause he likes to hold onto her tail sometimes. And she does not like that.
Sure.
Not violently. He's not like pulling her tail or doing anything. He's just like sort of holding it. Like, oh, look at this. It's a tail.
Yeah, totally.
And she's just like, oh, just kind of palms him his hand in her mouth.
Yeah.
Palms
well, I mean, like mouth. You think about what the capacity of dogs, right? And like, she only had like, she's got her voice, she's got her paws, and she's got her mouth. And like, okay, well, like, all right, well, using these three things, how can I convey this message to this
effectively
tiny human?
Yeah. Yeah,
man. Crazy. Lot going on over at the cabin.
It's been a lot. It's been a minute. It's been a day. And I feel like I look like shit, Dad. I'm just like really tired.
Okay. I mean, were you up later?
Are these DM things? Are these our sessions just taking it out of me now?
I mean,
I think it's just I didn't shower today, so that's sort of, I just look like rolled out of bed, put on a hoodie. You know what?
I feel that.
And
I mean,
I'm wearing pants, like real pants.
Oh, you know? Okay. Jeans. I mean, I'm in sweats, so I don't know what you're trying to prove. But
I got real pants.
Okay, Mr. Man. I mean, our sessions have definitely been going later, and I think that's part of, like, we've also been starting slightly later. We used to start at 5, I think, pretty consistently, and, like, now it's moved every bit towards 6. And then
around 6 and then getting
just
set
with
up.
Like any gaming session, there's like an hour of bullshit and shooting the shit ahead of time. And so like now we're at 7 before we've even like started the setup and that stuff. And so I think if getting out of there earlier needs to, like, that just means we need to start earlier without, like, gotta be all business, man. No time for foreplay.
No dicking around. Yep. I think maybe we'll look at that moving forward, just because, you know, getting out of there at 11 doesn't feel great. It was 10 last night. We were earlier.
Well, and then like Will and Tony and I stood around shooting the shit for like probably a solid half hour after that. And so I mean, by the time I laid down at like, I think I was like cracking up in my book to read, and it was like 11:30.
Fuck.
But it could, like, I remember
right away.
I'll be curious too, as, because, you know, we're only, 11 sessions in, right? And so I'll be curious in the 20s when you have more data about, like, the energetic toll of being behind the screen. Because I'm sure you remember going to the Hacienda after we recorded our first podcast and how brain dead we were compared to, like, now. Like, I think when we're done with this session, we're both going to go back to doing other things, like completely non-depleted.
Yeah. I guess so. Well, we are at time, so I think we can safely say thank you for joining us for this episode of Ignorant Uninformed. Max, thanks for carrying the first entire half of this.
Happy to play my part.
I appreciate it, and I'm glad we got in the studio virtually, even with me being on, you know, in the dugout, ready to go in the bullpen.
Yeah, man.
What is it? The dugout. I'm on deck. That's the word. I know sports. Don't worry.
Sure you do.
I used to know sports.
What's Coach Prime up to?
Coach who?
Coach Prime. Coach
Prime? Oh, I don't know. I haven't read any articles about him lately.
Oh, I thought you were a follow. Okay.
I mean, I follow him on social media. I haven't checked out his. I haven't heard. I haven't come across.
Okay. Nothing on the feed.
Dropped it off. Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, we'll be back next week, the brand new Epidose. So make sure, thank you to our host, Mr. Max Sarek Sansarek.
Hey, man. Delight.
And me, sort of. I was here for some of it.
You were here for most of it.
Yeah, you know. Hey, we'll see you next week with a brand new Epidose. Hottest, freshest, all up in your grill. So peace off.